You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Continuing with our series, Set Apart. Okay, set apart meaning holy. We're talking about the holiness of God. And last week, we saw how holy God is, that He is so separate from any effort that we can make. And His holiness is so far above us that there's no way for anyone to be able to reach that apart from Christ. And in spite of this holy God, He's allowed us to experience some of that for us. Okay? And that's the topic today is justification. And justification is a legal term. It's a theological term that simply means for us that we are been justified by God just as if we have never sinned. Yun yung main bulk of what justification means. And that's what we're going to look at. For us to be able to believe it, is it really true in my life? Will it be true in my life? I remember what I just did a while ago, or what I did last night, or what I did last summer, the sins that I've committed. How can I be holy? Kung sinasabi mo that God is so far away, how can I reach that? And what we can see from God's word, it is possible. Okay? So pwede tayong magbago yung buhay, pwede natin, we have a clean slate with God. And that's what we're going to examine today. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Romans chapter 5. And in reverence to the reading of God's word, I'm going to ask you to stand with me. If you didn't bring your Bible, you can read along on the screen behind me. But my encouragement is, if you come here regularly, is for you to bring your own Bible. Okay, so that you can always encounter it, read it, have an encounter with God every time you open God's word. Okay, we're going to start in verse 1, and we're going to be reading two verses. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, that once again on a Sunday, a beautiful day, Lord, that we can come together as Your church to be able to worship You, to be able to hear Your word, to be able to understand what You want to speak to us today. I pray, Lord, that we open up our hearts and our minds, that You do that for us so that we can receive from You today, that we can somehow understand that we have a right standing with You. Lord, I pray, Lord, that will continue to change our lives, that we can walk in a different way and truly be holy and righteous, not just in our standing with You, but in our actions. I pray, Lord, that You preach, you anoint the preaching of Your word. I pray, Lord, that You use me. I am Your servant today. Be glorified in my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go ahead and have your seat. I'm going to make a confession about my life. I am a very, very insecure person. Okay? I need feedback. I need cheering when I do something well. I need people to respond to my jokes, even though they're not funny sometimes. I need positive feedback. Okay? Because many times, because of my insecurity, I'm not sure about things. And the same way, I think, with a lot of us. We do things in life that we're not sure of. Tama ba yung ginawa ko? Tama ba yung sinerko? Tama ba yung prayer ko? All these different things that are going in our lives. I mean, my wife is, she's here right now. I forgot to ask permission. But there's a lock on her desk. And when I go pick her up at work, she would lock it. I would see her lock it. She would put the key inside her bag. And before we leave, she would say, "Nalock ko ba?" Okay, meron bang ganun dito? Okay, you don't have to raise your hands. Okay? Oh, meron mga nag-a-admit. Okay? God will heal you. God. And so I'm there to assure her, yes, you did lock it. But sometimes, hindi pa rin siya sigurado, she'll check it again. She'll take out the key from the, and check it. Ganun. meron bang ganun kapareho namin? Wala. I mean, nakikita natin to minsan with our cars. Okay, we have that alarm that goes off that one click means lock, two clicks is and so we get all our stuff, we get out of our car. Sana ganyan nga yung kotse ko, no? But anyway, but we get out and we lock it. Na-lock ko ba? Okay, and then you do it again. Okay, you see it. Okay. And then you walk away and then na-lock ko ba talaga? So you do it again. Okay, and then but you're so far away, you're not sure which is the lock, which is the not lock. Is it the two beeps or the one beep? And so you go back again. You go to your car and then you check it. Okay, tumaas yung lock. Okay. Lock. Okay. Lock na. Okay? Has that happened to you? Okay, there's so many doubts sometimes that we get into. Okay, na hindi tayo sigurado, na-lock ko ba? Ginawa ko ba to? Nagawa ko ba yun? And we're so unsure of so many things. Here's, okay ba magbigay pa ako ng isang example? Okay? All right. Sometimes we get at home and this we're confronted with this. Kung hindi nyo alam yan, that's a scale. Okay? And you get on the scale, okay? Okay, para mawala lahat ng hangin, mabigat yung hangin eh. May diferensya yung scale. So you get off. All right? May diferensya, definitely may diferensya yung scale. Okay? You shed off some of the clothes. Okay? And then okay. Okay. And then you get back on. Mali pa rin yata. Kayo hindi, pastor, ganyan talaga. No, there's something wrong with this scale. So you take off your shoes and hanggang doon lang. But we go back that way and then we check again. Okay? We check again and we see how much we actually bumalik ulit. Okay, may diferensya talaga. Okay, we try again. Right? Baka magbago eh. In 2 seconds, you're supposed to lose 40 pounds somehow. Okay? So it goes, no, there's something wrong with this. And you ask your son, I have a lot of children, come check the scale. Pakitingnan. Pag siya naman ang umakyat, tama naman. So you, baka pag masyadong mababa yung weight, tama siya. But it can't handle. Okay, so you get back on again, and then, all right, mix. Okay, there's really something wrong with that scale, and we're checking and checking and checking that somehow it's going to change. Alam nyo, ganun din tayo in terms of our status with God, about our salvation, about our holiness, about our right standing and righteousness before Him. I'm going to ask you a question. How many here are righteous and holy? Lift up your hands. Okay, there's a few people. All right, some people are parang, I'm not sure, Pastor. Okay. You know what? If you have Christ, you are holy and righteous. That is our actual standing with God. It's not something that we doubt. It's not something that we check. I am going to heaven. If you don't want to be with me forever, you can go somewhere else. But I'm going there. I'm excited about it. I'm excited that you will be with me in that, with my children and my wife and all those things. But many times there's doubt that comes in because we're not sure. We're just not sure. I made that prayer at some point. I've given my life to Him, but I can accept that. I can accept that He's forgiven me my sins. But for me to be holy and righteous, parang merong, there's something about that it doesn't click. It doesn't make sense. We are not sure. Well, this preaching, and I'm praying that this preaching will give us assurance that we are holy and righteous, and we are justified in Christ. Now, when we get back on the scale, okay, it will come out. The truth will come out. That is the truth. Kaninang umaga, merong kumontre. Woo! That's the truth in the spirit. In deep inside me, in my soul, in my mind, I'm 180 pounds. So it's the same way. In our soul, in our spirit, we are justified, holy and righteous. Isa lang yung nag-amen. Iba, hindi pa sigurado. We're gonna go through this preaching and we're gonna see in God's word that is your actual status. And when we believe that, when we understand that and receive that, it will change the way we live. And that's what we're gonna look at today. Are you guys ready? All right. By faith, we are justified by faith. Yun lang yun. Okay? This is a very simple message. But if we understand it and apply it and live it out, it's gonna change the way we live. That's as simple as it can be. Okay? We are justified by faith and we see it in God's word right here. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is something that He was able to accomplish for us. I love the language that is used here, that it's past tense, justified by faith. Okay? Nangyari na. Okay? It's a done deal. It's not something that I work for. It's not something that I do so that God will accept me. He's done it for me. So because of that, we have peace with God. We have a right standing with Him. We can come before a holy and righteous God and not die because we're in the same standing. Okay tayo. We are okay. God, okay ba tayo? And He's saying, anak, okay tayo. My son justified you. Okay? We'll continue on. Through Him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. This is something that He's done for us. Sino dito yung mahilig kayo sa court cases, yung mga movies or you know TV shows that have you know all these different court scenes. Okay, well, you don't need to raise your hand, but this is the picture that we're giving you. Okay, justification is not just a theological word, but it's a legal term. That everything is right. That somehow you are made right in a situation. Okay? And imagine a courtroom. We've seen this many times. And you know, normally on the right side would be the prosecutor. Okay? And the defendants would be on the left side. And the judge would actually be sitting up high looking down at the whole congregation. Or in that case, the courtroom. Parang nandito, nakataas ng ganyan. Ganyan kataas. He could see everyone. He could see the whole situation. Make an assessment of the whole occasion. And there now, the defendants and the prosecutors getting ready with all their evidence. How to defend the defendant for the defense and how to prosecute or how to accuse the defendant on the crimes that they've committed. Okay? Iba dito, meron mga lawyers na kangiti na eh. Okay? And right there, we see the accuser, the prosecutor, with all the evidence against you. Nandun. Nakita niya. He's seen all the times that you've made mistakes, not just mistakes, times that you've deliberately sinned, deliberately broke the law, and he has all of that evidence right there. It's stacked so high, depending on how old you are. And you're there, you're standing, and you're okay. You look at, and he's smiling. He has a big smile on his face because he knows he's got you. He knows he has a big pile of evidence that is against you. And he's there. You know, he has, alam niya yung gagawin niya. He knows how to say. He knows how to accuse you. And that's what the enemy does. He'll continue to accuse you of the sins that you've committed, I know what you did. I know what actually happened this morning. I know what you did last summer. I know all these things that's going on in your mind. Is that true? No, the enemy doesn't know what's going on in our mind. He knows the manifestations that we do, but he has never any control over our minds or what we do. But when he sees you do something, he'll come and start whispering, just give up. You've tried to be good. You've tried to be holy. You know, when God says that you're holy and righteous because of his son, that's not true for you. You're a hopeless case. Wala ka ng pag-asa. They'll never laugh at your jokes. Just don't be funny. You're not funny. Don't try to be. And so you start believing, oh, okay, I'll never say a joke again. It's stacked up against you. Yun yung case na nandun before you. And now, what am I going to do? It's true. You know it's true. Some of the things that he's accusing you of, tama naman, ginawa mo nga talaga yon. You tried not to do it, but you found yourself doing it anyway. That's why Romans has a part in there where it says, I do the things that I don't want to do. The things that I do, I don't do. But the things that I don't want to do, I keep doing. What a wretched man I am. And so you're parang, ikaw, you're convinced that you should be prosecuted and that you deserve the wrath of God. Totoo naman, if we make a clear assessment of who we are and our standing before a holy God, we are guilty. We are. And we deserve the wrath of God. When we look at the judge, we can't even look him straight in the eye, because we know that we are guilty and we are sinful. So the prosecutor makes their case, and you're there, oh gosh, wala na akong pag-asa. But you forget who's there beside you defending you. Here's our defender standing up beside you, no other than the one true God, Jesus Christ. If you are in him, he is the one defending you. He is the one standing with you and saying, kaya natin to. Di natin. Kaya ko to. But you're with me. Hold on. And he stands up with the whole crowd knowing and hearing all the evidence against you. He stands up and looks at the judge and says, not guilty. My client, my brother, my sister is not guilty because I have paid the price. I have paid the price for all of their sins. And so he looks at the judge with an even bigger smile. And not only that, the judge himself smiling back with a bigger smile and saying, that's right, I sent you to save them. When we look at this whole picture, it's not just prosecutor against defendant. It's the one true God. Judge, justifier, defender is on your side. You believe in what Christ did for you by faith. You may feel your sin. You may be experiencing the consequences of your sin. You don't feel so holy right now, but that is exactly your standing with him. We are justified by him, by faith, and we keep holding on to that no matter what's going on in our lives. In the most holy, highest, greatest, supreme court in all universe, we have our God who's on our side. Wala nang appeal. Wala nang babalikan pa. It's a done deal for you and for me. when we are in Christ Jesus. Isn't that good news? But that it doesn't stop there. How is this possible? I know what I did. I know my sins. How is this all possible that I can be forgiven of all these sins? It's easy. His blood justified us. We see it in verse 9 and 11. It says there, since therefore we have now been justified by what? Whose blood? It's the blood of Jesus. Much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. We're saved from the wrath. We deserve the punishment. But he took it upon himself and removed it from us. That's why he had to die a brutal death. Because maraming kasalanan yung inako niya sa sarili niya. He took it upon himself, and not the great news is that he's given his holiness, his right standing with the Father, and he's given it to us. That is the good news. In verse 10, for if while we were sinners, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, okay, ang dami nito, hindi lang ganun. Okay, we're not only justified by his blood, we're not only saved by his blood, we're not only saved from the wrath that we deserve, but more and more and more, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received reconciliation. Kaya kung nagtataka kayo, you know why I love coming here and worship God? Because I know where I came from. I know what I've done. But in spite of who I am, I'm here justified before him. And so I take every opportunity. I'm going to worship you. If I wasn't a pastor, I'd still be here. 9 o'clock. Or maybe I'll go to the 2. I don't know. No, but I'm a morning person. I'll be here at 9 o'clock lifting up my hands. It's not, I don't do it because I'm a pastor and I'm, okay, kailangan holy ka, okay, dahil kailangan makita ng mga tao na nag-worship. No, I do that because I love him. I do that as a sign of my worship to him and declaring, Lord, I don't deserve this. Sometimes I lift up my hands as a sign of surrender to him. Lord, this is something I'm still holding on to. So I come here sometimes lifting up my hands and, Lord, hindi ko kaya. I surrender. I surrender my life to you again. Here's another area you've pointed out to me that I need to change in my life. Help me, Lord. Give me the grace that I need. Let my life be equal to the standing that I have with you, which is right. So ngayon, alam niyo na kung bakit ko tinataas yung kamay ko during worship. For those that see it who are here on time. For others, I do that. We miss out on that sometimes. If you know where you came from, if you, pero hindi naman ako siguro kasing sama mo, kaya pwede akong maging late. No, you're missing out on worshiping that one true God. I'm saying this not because I'm mad. Okay, tell the person right next to you, hindi siya galit. I don't want you to miss out. If there's something you need to lay aside, you can do that then. If there's something that you're thankful for, you can do that then. Many of us miss out. Are you ready to move on? I'm ready to move on. Okay. We can be reconciled. As far as he is, we can be reconciled with him. That's just wonderful news. But it doesn't end there. We're also justified by one act of righteousness. In one act that Jesus did, as far away as we are with our sins, this is what he did. In verse 18 and 19, we see here, therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men. Ano yung one trespass na yon? When Adam and Eve sinned. That was one sin that gave the sinful nature to all of mankind. Everyone that followed after them had that sinful nature. Hanggang umabot sa atin. You know that I know that that sinful nature is there for all men. I see it. I see it with my children, as cute as they are. And my kids are cute. Hindi naman ako biased doon. Okay, kamukha nung nanay nila eh. Okay? As cute as they are, I see the sinful nature coming out. I'm glad my son walked away. Okay? He stepped out for a while. That's sinful nature. Walking out of your dad's preaching, that's sinful nature right there. Okay? We'll talk to him later. Kawawa yung bata. But it's there as we hear about their first words. Mama, dada. It's more, they're just saying syllables. But the first words that they actually said were, mine. That's mine. No. No. You're trying to get something. No. Yun yung mga na sinasabi ng mga anak ko. Ewan ko, baka yun sa inyo, hindi. But with mine, it was. And so I had to change that with them. I had to teach them how to be generous. Anak, can I have some fries? No, it's mine. I gave you those fries. I put you on this earth. I bought you those fries. I can take it away. So I have to teach them, you be generous. And so sometimes I'd buy my own fries and they're there and it's like, where's mine? Well, no, this is mine. I allow you to have some. Okay? From the generosity and the goodness of your father. Ganun yung ginagawa natin. Okay? It's there. And in spite of that sin being there, he reconciled us. The one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. Read that. Let that sink in for a moment. That's incredible news. In spite of who we are, in spite of what we've done, that one act of Jesus Christ sacrificing himself justifies all of us. That we can be in the right standing, and yet we live life like we don't know it. We live life like, parang, I'll just continue with my sin. I tried being good, but you know, I can't. Hindi ko kayang gawin. Gusto kong bumait, hindi ko magawa. So I'm just gonna give up on it. And many times that's what we do. We have a battle, we lose. We try again. We have a battle, we lose. We try again. We have another battle, we lose. We have another battle. Apat na beses ka nang natalo. But one victory. One victory. Made us all winners. Hindi kayo masaya? Isang game lang naman. Hindi naman championship. But you should have seen the reaction of people when we won that one game. Di ba? Not like your reaction. People were happier. Okay? One act. And you see the guys. You know, I love this shot. Because Mark, when he's here, sometimes Mark comes here. In our Green Hills congregation. If not here, he goes to the fort. But because he lives nearby. But when he has an opportunity, he's here. And I'm so happy for him. They have worked so hard. And as a Filipino, that victory, I felt like a winner. The same way when Manny Pacquiao wins. But we give up. Pang fifth time pala. Kailangan. Fifth game bago nanalo. After 40 years, we can rejoice. Yes. And we're not. Yes. We're not happy. Yes. We're not joyful. We have a right standing with the one true God that has every right to condemn you, but he's taken it away. Yes, yes. I am a winner in Christ. I guess it's sinking into you guys. Allow it to sink in. You know what Jesus Christ actually did for us? It says in God's word that he's taken our sins and removed it from us as far as the east is from the west. Kung yan talaga yung east, and yan ang west, hindi ko alam, but ganun kalayo. And when is our sins going to be back to us? Wala na, magkalayo na. We have a clean slate with him. We have a new start with Christ. Okay? Ang layo na ng kasalanan natin. Right? That, isn't that good news? I used to love the beginning of the school year. You know why? Because I still had an A in the class. Now I worked my way back down as the semester would go on. But it was a great start because I'm so okay. The teacher's still not mad at me. I haven't slept in class. So it's a great start. For all of us, that's our standing with him. Okay, so here's our right standing with God. Our sins so far away from us. Would it change my life? Would it change the way I live? It should. But what happens? Oh, that sin is so far away. I wonder how that felt. We go back to it. No. Keep it there. He's kept it far away from you. Don't try to go back. Ligon tayo ng ligon eh. We have the right standing and we go from here. And when God reveals something in your life that needs to be aligned with him, we just repent again and continue to grow in him. We'll talk about the sanctification that God is doing in our lives next week. That's going to be exciting. That's going to be good. Okay, ngayon pa lang, excited na ako. It's gonna be good. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, don't miss next week. It's gonna be good. Pastor Dennis is preaching. No. We miss out on that. We can't lift up our hands and say, yes, I am holy and righteous. His blood justified me. His life, we're justified by faith. We have a hard time accepting that. Yes, I know it's hard to accept, but that's the reality that he says in God's word. That is our standing in him. I'm going to call on the music team in a little bit. You guys be ready. But we have an opportunity to worship God. And I want you to see this, that one single act turned us from being a hopeless case to becoming winners. Having that right standing with the Father, that we can be with him forever and ever. For eternity, we can be in his presence. On our own effort, we can never get there ourselves. It's only by his blood and putting our faith in that finished work on the cross for you and for me. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, it says here, yet we know that a person is not justified by works. That's not based on what I do of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ, not by works of the law, because the works of the law, no one will be justified. It's not based on our works. It's based on his finished work. It's not based on what we do, but based on what he's done. This is the good news. Will it change the way we live? It should. Should it change my perspective of my standing with him? It should. I'm going to ask that question again. How many of us here, not based on your feeling, not based on if you're feeling nice or not, how many of us here are holy and righteous before a holy God? That's our standing with him. Music team, can you come up? We have an opportunity again to worship him. And I want us to stand up. Go ahead and stand up. Whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you feel that you've fallen short in, we can worship our God and realize Jesus is just and makes us just because He loves us. We have a right standing with Him. And so here we are again in the ultimate test. I stand back up on the scale, 180, in the Spirit, holy and righteous. Reality may be so far away from that, but that's our standing with Him. You are holy and righteous, and we can come into His presence right now, worship our one true God, be grateful for what He's done, and ask Him for the grace that whatever we're believing by faith, it will not be just in the Spirit, it will be a reality even in all of our lives. If you feel condemned, discouraged, hopeless, you can just turn all those things to God. And once we've turned those things to God, we can come and worship Him and be grateful. So that's what I'm inviting everyone to do as we worship God. Righteous can be in Your presence. And we know, Lord, that on our own we are not able to do that. But because of our Defender, but because of our God, but because of the blood that was shed on the cross 2,000 years ago, Your Son, Jesus Christ, made us holy, righteous, justified before Your presence. And for that, we are grateful. Let our whole lives be a pleasing offering to You. If there are doubts, if there are condemnations and accusations that come into our lives, I pray, Lord, that we will give us the faith to continue to hold on to the reality that we have in the Spirit. That You will give us the grace to be able to live out our lives that will be right with You. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful gift. It's not something we deserve, but as your word says, it's a free gift that we receive from a God that loves us. Can you look up for a second? I don't want to miss out on this opportunity. We have that right standing with Him when we believe in what Jesus Christ accomplished for us on the cross. Having that personal relationship with Him and declaring that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior changes that whole course. So if you're here with eyes closed, heads bowed down, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can make that decision today. And today, you will be justified before the Father. If that's you, you want to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, go ahead and lift up your hand so I can see it. And the course of your eternity will change. You are now holy and righteous before His sight. Anyone in the room? Anyone? Right here, I see it, that hand on the right. Anyone else? Go ahead, you can clap. Encourage the others. Or... anyone else? All right, we have a room full of holy people. This one person that lifted up their hands. Okay. Ma'am, can you, is it okay if you move forward, come forward? Let's give him a big hand. I made the same decision 20 years ago. Okay, October of 1994. I gave my life, and that's the best decision I've ever made. Okay, say this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner. But I also declare today that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, that sacrificed Himself so that I can be made new and took away all my sins. Thank you, Lord. Give me the grace to be able to live my life that will be pleasing to you. We glorify you, Lord, today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. For the rest of us, go ahead and lift up your hands as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We rejoice with our sister, Lord, today. When one person turns their life to you, the whole of heaven is rejoicing, and we rejoice with her. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that the truth of your word will be evident in our lives. That truly our justification, our salvation, our right standing with you is not based on our own works, but based on your wonderful work on the cross. Lord, continue to move and work in our lives so that our spirit will be in line with the natural. And that we will live a life that will not only be true in the heavenly realms, but it will be true here on earth. May your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let this be a reality for all of us. We praise you. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.